As they say in the biz, lights, camera, action here on 89.1 WEMU. And it is time now for our Thursday edition. In fact, the final edition of 2023 for Cinema Chat. Playing the role of David Fair is me, Matt Hobson. And as always, playing the role of Russ Collins is Michigan Theater Foundation Executive Director Russ Collins. Sir, how was your holiday break?
Oh, it was great. We had a wonderful time with family, and it's also been great to see folks come in for holiday films. They're really turning up for them. So
that's fantastic.
That's great. And we've got a special holiday event coming up at the Michigan Theater on New Year's Day.
Yes, this is not exactly cinema-related, but more football-related.
Could you
fill me on this a little bit?
Yeah, well, the Michigan Theater is going to show the Rose Bowl on the big screen.
On the big, fantastic, beautiful screen in the Michigan Theater. The Rose Bowl.
Yep.
How did you pull that off?
Well, we talked to the University of Michigan Athletic Department, and they put us, and they talked to ESPN, and so we had a limited number of tickets that we could distribute for free, and all of those tickets have been distributed. So you can still see the Rose Bowl at a theater. The Imagine Theater in Saline will be showing the Rose Bowl.
Excellent.
As will the MJR Theater in Brighton, and several other theaters around the state of Michigan, but those are the two local theaters that will be showing it. Now, there's a charge for that, but you can do that. Now, if you're a Michigan Theater member, please email us, and we will put you on a wait list, and we can probably get you in if you are a Michigan Theater member.
Now, do you have any policies regarding Alabama fans that might be coming to the area? Or?
Well, you know, Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County is considered one of the friendliest places to be an opponent.
Russ Collins, ever the diplomat. I'm so proud of you, sir.
Well, and it's true. It's true. And, you know, Penn State's like that, Wisconsin's like that as well, and in terms of being friendly. But not all the Big Ten schools are friendly.
Yeah. Well, hey, you work with an Ohio State grad on a regular basis,
right.
So you've been very
right.
commenting in that time.
Yeah.
So we're talking about David Fair, of course.
Yeah, his father played for Ohio State, played football for Ohio State.
Well, that's great. So. We'll have all the links on our website, WEMU.org, for all the information if you want to get a hold of the Michigan Theater or check out any of the other venues. But still, seeing the Rose Bowl on the big screen, that's got to be a great time. You're going to be serving snacks, too, am I right?
Yep, there'll be snacks served, popcorn for sure, and pizza, and some beverages as well. So if you have made your reservation, be sure to show up. And if you're a Michigan Theater member, let us know that you're interested, and we'll do our best to see if anybody cancels and you can slip on in. General members of the public that aren't members of the Michigan Theater, again, head out to the Saline Imagine Theater. You can reserve tickets there. And the MJR Theater in Brighton will also have the Rose Bowl as well.
Sounds great. That's a Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. But now that the football stuff is out of the way, let's get into the Cinema Chat part of the Cinema Chat. What have you got as far as special screenings coming up?
Well, we have a lot of them. So on Friday, tomorrow, we have The Thing.
The 1982 version directed by John Carpenter, which some people may consider superior to the original from the 1950s?
Yeah, I think so. I think a combination of storytelling by John Carpenter and technology.
And just The Thing itself. I mean, that was a sight to behold.
Absolutely. And so that's going to be Friday at 9:30 is part of our late night classics, and continuing from last week's late night classic and continuing the holiday spirit in a certain way, we've got Die Hard tonight,
which is a Christmas movie. I will fight anyone who says different.
Yes, you're very passionate about that, and a lot of people think of it as a Christmas movie. It certainly is set during the Christmas
time.
Well,
it said Christmas Eve 1988, and we pretty much, you know, see this calendar. I'm like, okay, this is the anniversary that Die Hard happened.
That's
so we should
right.
celebrate that.
Bruce Willis plays a New York officer who's at a party with his ex-wife, and then some terrorists come in and take over, and he has to fix things. So,
of course.
Again, that's tonight at 7:30. Our family-friendly film this week is Frozen, which again has that kind of holiday. It's winter.
It's not so much
a holiday thing.
But in short, basically required viewing for any children at this point over the last 10 years now. I mean,
it's been a while,
yes,
for sure.
And
for sure.
I understand they got a third, even a fourth one in the pipelines for Disney at this point.
Well, this original one is really quite spectacular,
yes.
And that's going to be Saturday at 1:30. Children 12 and under get in for free, and everybody else can come show up, and I'm sure there's going to be folks singing along with it and all of that good
stuff.
Well,
of course, who doesn't know the words but Let It Go by now?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And then as part of the Films We Love series we're doing on New Year's Eve at 1:30, we're doing The Apartment. Now, this stars Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine and Fred McMurray. And Fred McMurray plays an insurance agent who's having an affair with the Shirley MacLaine character.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jack Lemmon character is really in love with her. So it's one of those really effective love triangles that works out in the movie.
I would have said twisted love triangle, but yeah, effective can work too.
It is twisted for sure. But that's going to be, again, Sunday at 1:30. And then on Saturday the 6th, which is a little way off, we're doing The Princess Bride. And this is a special screening that we're doing both as part of our family series, but we're also doing a regular screening on January the 7th at 1:30 is the family screening.
Right.
And then on Saturday the 6th at 7 o'clock, it's just a regular screening at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah, but I understand the Sunday screening, that's again just like Frozen, kids 12 and under get in free.
Correct. Regular admissions on the Saturday. But the film stars Mandy Patinkin and lots of other folks as well. And a month from January the 6th, on February the 6th, Mandy Patinkin's going to be live on stage. Now, you know the phrase that Mandy Patinkin's character in...
Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya... And everyone else knows the rest.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have to go any further than that.
Exactly.
Everyone knows it by now.
It's one of the most quotable things. Now, he also starred in Homeland and a lot of other movies and television shows. And he's a Broadway star. That's how he got his start. And he's doing a musical presentation called Being Alive. It's got a lot of American classic pop tunes as well as Broadway songs, and it's going to be a great event.
It's kind of a one-man show for him, I understand.
It's a one-man show. He's got a really talented pianist that he's worked with for a very, very long time. This is the third time Mandy Patinkin has been back at the Michigan Theater, but it's been many, many, many years since he was here, and we are so pleased and happy to have him back live on stage at the Michigan Theater on February 6th. So make sure you get your tickets. This is one of those things that could definitely sell out.
I'm sure it is.
Mandy Patinkin, February 6th at the Michigan Theater.
Okay, once again, this is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Matt Hobson with Russ Collins, and we still got a few movies that are still getting some butts in seats, I understand, including Wonka and The Boy and the Heron.
That's right. Well, Wonka is really a charming film that's the prequel to the Wonka stories you've seen before.
Right.
So this is a young man that comes to London. He has this vision of creating a chocolate shop, but there's a cartel that wants to keep him out. And Timothy Chalamet plays Wonka, and he's very, very charming.
I understand he does his own singing, and he kind of, says, like, geez, I started singing. I'm like, wow. I can sing pretty well.
Yeah, he comes across very well all the way around. And my wife and I, Deb and I, went to see it, and we really enjoyed it more than we expected to. And the reviews have been strong on it. The critical consensus is the director, Paul King, at the helm, some solid new songs, and some of the reprises from the original Willy Wonka as well.
I know them all too myself. I've been watching Willy Wonka nonstop since I was a little kid, and I know all the songs by now, so it's good to see them... introduced to a new generation.
Absolutely. And Paul King directed Paddington, which was another set of family films that have done really well. And then a film that is just knocking the socks off of everything for us, The Boy and the Heron, which is Hayao Miyazaki's latest film.
Right.
Now, he said he was going to retire, but then he put this film together over the last about 10 years. And it's all hand-drawn animation. The Boy and the Heron is about a young man who loses his mother in the war, and he ends up creating this relationship with this magical heron, and it's an anime film that
sounds like a shot maybe for a best animated feature Oscar.
It definitely is a shot for a best animated feature.
And based on the buzz I've heard about this, maybe they say, like, you know, for someone who's about to retire, then he's like, hey, if you do retire now, might as well go out on top.
That's true. And Miyazaki is one of the great animators ever. The Color Purple also opened on Christmas Day.
Yeah, which I understand did very well for a for a Christmas Day opening.
It did, it did. And this is based on the Broadway musical. So the, it was a novel, and then they based a movie on the novel that was directed by Steven Spielberg.
And now we come full circle with another movie again. So
that's right. And again, the reviews on this have been good, and the buzz off of it is really great. Oprah Winfrey, Steven Spielberg, and Quincy Jones were some of the producers.
Who were involved in the previous movie, I understand.
Absolutely. And it's got a great cast of singers and actors, and it's really quite compelling, and it has a much different spin, or a slightly different spin than the original, but the tale of small-town African-American women really comes across extremely well right at the turn of the 20th century.
Right.
Ferrari is a film I'm really excited about, and all my car guys are excited about.
Of course.
That's got a Adam Driver in that as Enzo Ferrari, and Penelope Cruz as his wife.
That's great marketing, having Driver play a driver.
Exactly, exactly. And again, the critical reviews on this, it premiered at the Venice Film Festival. Boys in the Boat, directed by George Clooney, is about a bunch of college kids who do a skull. They exceed their expectation and end up in the Olympics. And then Poor Things is maybe the most interesting film that we're showing, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, that stars Mark Ruffalo, Willem Dafoe, and especially Emma Stone.
And I understand they all brought their A-game to this one.
They sure did. This is a really interesting film, great critical reviews, and although it's super quirky, audiences are really liking it, too.
Okay, well, Russ, thanks again. We'll hope to see you again in 2024. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Ta-ta from Hollywood, and Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to you, sir. This is 89.1 WEMU FM, Ypsilanti. This is our supported public radio from Eastern Michigan University.